Singer-songwriter Greg Laswell has just released Three Flights from Alto Nido, his third release for Vanguard Records. Greg's first album for Vanguard, Through Toledo, was released in July of 2006 and was an intimate account of the devastation he experienced after going through a divorce. Almost 2 years after the release of Through Toledo, Greg released How the Days Sounds, which was an EP, which he seemed to be coming out of that bad experience. Well, I asked him about the songs on that EP and how they fit into the picture.
Yeah, you know, I waited for the time where things that I wrote about in Through Toledo didn't hurt anymore. And then I decided to write about that exact notion that, with time, sometimes things actually do get better. And I wanted to kind of capture that in music to the same degree that I tried to capture it on the first album. So.
And so this new album has moved even beyond that. So it's, we'll check your state of mind as we get to more of those songs. You want to do one that's on the EP, on the album, or what?
Yeah, we can do one off the EP, and it's called What a Day. Actually, it's an outtake from the first album, and then we ended up putting it on the EP. So, and it goes like this.
What a day to be alive, and what a day to realize I'm not dead, and what a day to save a dime, and what a day to die trying. What a way to say goodbye, and what a wonderful life now all alive, and what a way that you survive, and what a day to say goodnight, bring on the evening hour. I cry, bring on the evidence of my life, bring on the evening hours. I cry, bring on the evidence of my life, of my life. What a day to give a damn, what a day for gone with the wind, and what a day to start again, what a day to give up, bring on the evening hour. I cry, bring on the evidence of my life, bring on the evening hours. I cry, bring on the evidence of my life. Seattle, what a day for San Francisco, what a day, holy Toledo, What a day to get in the air and go. What a day to give up smoking. And what a day to absorb Jim Beam. And what a day to welcome a baby and to begin breathing. What a day to visit Seattle. What a day for San Francisco. What a day, holy Toledo. What a day to get in the air and go. What a day to give up smoking. And what a day to absorb Jim Beam. And what a day to welcome a baby and to begin breathing.
What a Day, the song that was originally intended for Through Toledo, the last album from our guest today, Greg Laswell, but made its way onto the EP. That's funny, that could have been the title track of Through Toledo. I mean, Toledo's in there.
Yeah, it almost was.
Interesting. And we have one of those, you know, Persian rug flaws in there with your water bottle.
Right, I'm all for that kind of stuff.
Crashing on the floor.
Yeah. So my dog barks all over all of my albums. I just keep all the noise in.
Which brings to the point about how you demo things. You're at piano right now. Of course, you play guitar as well. And you probably play everything else, right?
Player of many, master of none.
Right. When you come up with a song idea, do you immediately try to demo it in a band form? How you think it might sound? Or
yeah. It typically starts on piano, although that's not true. A lot of guitar songs are on this last one. And I immediately start adding parts to it and record. I almost record and write simultaneously.
And hence, I was going to actually bring this up. One of the things that I talk about all these ways of marketing yourself, which is like reality in the world today. One of the interesting things is the GarageBand was interested in how you did your demos. I just assumed a lot of people already did that. Yeah. Were you like one of the first, or?
You know, I think I was one of the, I really don't know. I think I really, 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 really used it for all it's capable of doing with just that built-in mic on my laptop, and they were pleased with how it sounded, so they kind of helped me out and gave me a little bit of publicity for it.
That is so cool. The title of this album is interesting, Three Flights from Alto Nido, and Alto yeah. Nido translates as?
It's the apartment building that I live in. And I'm on the third floor.
Oh, okay.
Boy, I hope there's no stalkers out there.
So I actually took it as, you know, I'm pretty far away from home.
Yeah, that's kind of what. Yeah, I mean that's the symbolism. If I may be so bold to use my artistic license, but yeah, it's I'm kind of struggling to find a feeling of home lately. So a lot of the album reflects that.
Do you feel like you're honing in more and more on who you are as an artist, or is there any kind of meaning to that in there?
Yeah, one of my mentors once told me that the last thing that you learn to do as a writer is to write your own style, and so I think I'm finally figuring out how to write a Greg Laswell song, and I know what it sounds like and feels like, and it took me a while, but...
That's a good thing?
Yeah, it feels
That's
good.
That's an excellent thing. I just this quote from you from something just leapt out at me in that you don't do cheerful, but you might do hopeful.
Oh yeah, hopeful's fine. Cheerful, I'll let someone else write that.
That's funny. That's great. Well, okay. Should we get more hopeful? What do you want to do next?
Yeah, we'll do a hopeful song called "Sing Teresa Says." Thank you.
Go to sleep while I gather all my things, and I will call you in a couple of days. I can hear the June bugs approaching, a goddamn army of them in my brain. In my brain, in my brain, in my brain. Sing, Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing, Teresa says, if I'll do everything. One day a man will spring worth loving, worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. All of my friends fall from the sky now, many more than I ever thought I had. Everyone is sharpening up their angles, and all I really want is sing, Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing, Teresa says, if I do everything. One day a man will spring worth loving, worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-dum. Sing, Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing, Teresa says, if I do everything. One day a man will spring worth loving. Sing, Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing, Teresa says, if I do everything. One day a man will spring worth loving, worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-da-dum.
There's a great older Greg Glasswell song that if any of you are fans will certainly recognize, I think Teresa says, as Greg and the band are playing live for us today. Speaking of which, you should probably give names to people.
Yeah, right. Brandon plays guitar. Brandon Walters over there. And then John Titterington plays just about everything else.
He was playing that trumpet we heard earlier.
So. Yeah, trumpet and piano and all sorts.
We almost had to put it out in the other room because those trumpets... You know, they're loud.
Yeah.
Indeed. You've had a lot of luck getting your songs played in TV dramas, you know, TV shows, because they work really well in that context. But how does it feel to you to see that kind of visual interpretation of your songs when you tune in and see one of these shows?
You know, I always like it. It's always a little bit surreal. I'm not quite sure I'm used to it yet. The first time it happened, it was just kind of I felt like I was outside the room looking in, but yeah, I've been quite lucky with the way the songs have been used and the context of which the shows have used them, so I haven't had any complaints.
Greg Glasswell is our guest, and his new album is Three Flights from Alto Nido, and we're hearing new and old songs. And gosh, I don't know what you're doing next. What's up?
I think we'll do one off the record, actually, the new one. And it's called How the Day Sounds.
Who would have ever known it could be this easy, or I was a long, long way off. And just like that, it's over. Everything that I knew of love, I was a long, long way off. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. Thank you for opening the window. The sky is clear as my mind is now. I was a long, long way off. Join me in welcoming the sun in. It's much brighter than the night I hid in. I was a long, long way off. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. From a long way down, well, it's well worth the time that it's taken to get here now. Yeah, it's well worth the time that it's taken to get here now. So go ahead and bang a gong. Nothing can drown out the sound of the whisper of my love. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along? Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along? Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along? Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along?
That is the very fine song, How the Day Sounds, from, well, two places, but certainly on Three Flights from Alto Nido, the new album from our guest today, Greg Laswell, who's joining us in the studio playing live. You're of a certain age, and I'm not all people of your age are like into the singer-songwriter end of things. And I'm curious what you were listening to and how you this kind of grabbed you.
Well, you know, I was in a band for a long time before this, and
what was the band like? What kind of?
It was like a rock band. We wanted to be, you know, Nirvana and Pearl Jam and you know U2, all that stuff, and we were very 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 good. Just kidding. But I did that for a while, and then one day it dawned on me that I was writing all the songs and doing the most of the work, you know, getting things going, and everyone else in the band seemed to have a plan B. And I didn't, and so I thought, well, I'm just going to strike out on my own and do a record and see where it happens, see what happens. But it still sounds very much like a band. Like most of my albums, you might not be able to tell that it's a singer-songwriter guy until you go to one of my shows.
Gotcha. Greg, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry it took so long. The new album is called Three Flights from Alto Nido, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.